Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. In the studio with me reacting is Sheikh Ali Qummi. Sheikh Ali Qummi, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks.
So it's great to have you. I know back to back we kind of bothered you on this Reaction Time thing, but it was something that was absolutely necessary. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the tawfiq to be able to do these, inshallah. It was an honor to be here with you. Kind of like we did the last time, what we have this time is another tweet that we wanted to comment and react a little bit. So let's go ahead and check this tweet out in the name of Allah. Asant. So first off, even though I'm pretty good with geography, I'm sorry, it's not a geography question.
I'm not that good.
I'm pretty good with like people, and but I don't know whether he's the president or the prime minister. I think he's the president of France. I apologize.
Say his name.
It's Emmanuel Macron. And so he's the president. It shows you really what place this brother has in the world. But jokes aside, it's interesting, and even though it's a little bit of a side note, but I thought about it, is the amount of colonial imperialist infiltration that France has had in Africa, especially like North Africa, Algeria, and these places. Because it came to my mind, I want to throw that out there as maybe as a background to understand, you know, what these people say later on. So apparently there were some tribal leaders from Algeria, right? And so in the imperialist days of France, they went and they like cut these people's heads off. And then they took these people's heads, their skulls, back to France. And so I don't know how many years later now, they tried to do a show, a sign of goodwill. So they said, we're going to send you the heads back of these tribal leaders of yours. That we. This is the background and the history.
That's savagery.
It's really savagery. It's barbaric. It's, yeah. I mean, you see the very recent onslaught against Muslims, the hijab. You know, even recently, they're trying to push to criminalize pro-Palestine protests and rallies in France. This is the situation. With that background, you know, I guess we comment and we react to what he said.
Well, I was just going to ask, you know, and you kind of pointed it out, their own history is so dark, so dark, how they came into being, what they did for years, you know, decades and decades. And even now, what's happening in your own background, you calling names to other people and extending the messages of solidarity to a terrorist regime and, you know, a group of people who have occupied, illegally occupied, illegitimately occupied the land of other people. You know, how dare you come onto social media, write a tweet, and in that, you are basically patting them on their back, you know, and trying to appease the Zionists, your masters.
Yeah.
You know, this
yeah.
is just humiliating and it's disgusting. But again, you know, from a person of his caliber, I'm not surprised. You know, this is not the first time that they have done.
Sheikh, it's unfortunate. You know, here, for example, when you see that the Palestinians for well over 70 years have been suffering, their children have, you know, have been killed, you know, their sanctities have been desecrated, you know, constantly Zionist settlers with the protection of the Zionist army, you know, goes into the Masjid al-Aqsa complex. You know, I think it was in Ramadan where they really went really hard into the Masjid al-Aqsa and they started kicking worshippers around, right? They took their Zionist boots inside the Masjid, right? How many individuals are being killed? We saw how many people they killed in the Jenin refugee camps in the West Bank, right? After the Lion's Den, they did their little thing. How come individuals like this guy, you know, Emmanuel Macron, why didn't you do a single tweet in solidarity with these Palestinian individuals?
Well, I think, first of all, we do not expect him to, you know, support the oppressed.
Yeah,
because their entire history is filled with oppression that they have committed on others. So naturally, you know, as they say, birds of feather flock together, right?
Yeah.
So now it's their time to accompany and be partner with and support a regime that is mercilessly killing the innocent civilians and innocent human beings in Palestine and occupying their lands, right? So we don't expect any condolences from him. Yeah. But to your point, you know, since it's international politics, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
well, okay, it's a very clearly spelled out policy of the collective West that we are not going to drop the ball when it comes to the imperialist and Zionist agenda. Which means anybody who stands up against this agenda, right, we're going to fight them. This is a clear announcement of the collective West. And, you know, this guy is not an exception, right? This tweet actually reaffirms and confirms that, right? Imperialism, colonialism, you know, this is their own history. Zionism is just like a cousin of these two, right? From Nile to Euphrates, we're going to take this entire land, no matter what the cost be. You know, we're going to implement our own system on this land, even if the indigenous people of these lands, they do not want it.
Right? Or even the natives, we have to kill all of them.
The natives, they don't want it, you know.
They
even
can
if
die.
It comes down to us killing them, you know, we're ready to do that. That's a collateral damage. That's if that's what it takes, you know, so be it.
They don't this even consider is, collateral
this
damage.
This is the announcement of collective West.
Yeah.
And the sooner our people, and when I say our people, I'm not talking about just Shias or the followers of Ahlul Bayt. I'm talking about justice seekers around the world, the oppressed people around the world, right? Doesn't matter which race they come from, doesn't matter which nation they come from, doesn't matter what lineage they come from. As long as they're oppressed, there are people. So the point is, the sooner our people, they realize this very fact, the better off we will be.
Inshallah.
And the more we delay it, the more we are going to be playing at the hands and at the mercy of these world so-called superpowers. If you look at the history of United Nations, how many times the United States of America has come to save the Zionist regime of Israel from a puppet, that's in parentheses, I don't have time to open that up. Maybe I'll find time. This puppet United Nations.
We don't have time.
They had so many resolutions against the Zionist regime, right? Who vetoed it?
Yeah, it's always America.
These world powers, right? Yeah. And some, I don't know, the countries that I don't even know the names of, right? Palau or something, always, you know.
Just because they get their funding from the U.S.
Exactly,
primarily.
Exactly. They're basically the one of the, what do they call it? Like
But one of the most shameless things that the United States did was when the rest of the Security Council wanted to do a ceasefire in order to provide humanitarian aid to Gaza. This was the only individual country who vetoed this asking for a ceasefire to send humanitarian aid.
Hence, the great Satan, Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala alayhi, said it very clearly. Okay. And Imam Khamenei has repeated it. Imam Khamenei said that this is the great Satan. Why do we call America the great Satan? It is because of this satanic agenda that he is implementing in the world.
Well, the characteristics that they have is a murderer. It goes and terrorizes other countries.
And when people, the free people of the world, even Americans, when they chant death to America, you know, some people have a problem with it. Well, death to arrogance, death to this, death to vetoing Israel's, you know, genocide stoppage efforts, right? Death to this, right? So death to America, death to Israel, right? So we have to understand this whole equation, right? The equation is very clear. The West is not going to be on your side. That's a done deal.
We're going to have to
do not expect anything from them. Some of our house Muslims who live in the West, you know, and you know, they somehow feel that if we get close to the Tawhid and if we appease them, if we make them happy, you know, they will actually do us some favors. Well, no, maybe at individual level, you
never
get some favors. I don't care about those, right? At the level of Ummah, at the level of the oppressed people of the world, you ain't going to get no favors.
That's where we're going to have to end it, Sheikh Ali Qumi. Thank you so much for joining us on Reaction Time. Dear viewers, until another episode, this was Reaction Time.